Hi again, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for joining us this morning on Maryland Morning. On Wednesday, Doreen Bolger announced that she's retiring as the director of the Baltimore Museum of Art. In an email to BMA patrons, she wrote, quote, "Since last fall's 100th anniversary celebration, I've been reflecting on milestones, the museum's extraordinary physical transformation, and the passage of time during my 17 years as director, and realized that it was time for me to pass the baton." Producer Matt Purdy spoke yesterday with Jim Thornton, the vice chair of the BMA Board of Trustees. He says that Bolger's push to make admission to the museum free was her most significant achievement.
That has redefined, I think, our audience in terms of who we serve on a given day at the museum. You see that in terms of the actual visitors to the museum.
Doreen Bolger has led the BMA during a time of enormous transition, not only for the BMA, but for the entire art scene in Maryland. And her advocacy for the arts has extended well past the walls of the museum. She is admired and highly respected for her active role in the development of artists and arts organizations across disciplines. She plans to leave her post at the end of June, and today, Doreen Bolger joins me in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, Tom.
Well, it's good to see you, although I must say that I join many others in the arts community and beyond who were very surprised to hear this announcement on Wednesday. Why in general, and why now in particular?
It just felt like the right moment. As in the quote you've just read, the museum has undergone an enormous transformation. A lot has been accomplished. In some ways, I looked at my punch list that I made for myself when I began in 1998, and I checked things off and thought, why not leave at a high point, you know, at a moment where everything is exciting and there's so much more in the world that I want to do and be? And so I think it's a great moment and a great moment for the museum as well.
So you had a punch list back in 1998, and it included things like renovating the museum the way you have and making it free, et cetera. I mean, was it that specific back in those days?
They were all sort of intertwined. The first one was put the frames back on the Matisse's in the Cone collection. Check. And in the meantime, we also put those paintings back up in a beautifully renovated space that I think the community has really enjoyed. I think I mentioned free admission even at that time as a thought. I mentioned throwing open the amazing historic Merrick entrance. It's always been a dream of mine that people could enter the John Russell Pope Building in the heart of the museum.
That's the one at the top of the steps. And
yes.
You, in fact, opened that entrance a few months ago.
Mm-hmm. Correct. So those were the big things that I mentioned. And I would say that for me, what attracted me to the BMA was its incredible collection, such an important collection of modern and contemporary art in particular, that it's been such a pleasure to work with that and to see the curators mine it for exhibitions and reinstallations and programs and creative work.
So you were thinking long term back in 1998 when you started this, what's become a 17-year tenure. There are some folks who think that the timeline of this succession seems kind of short. You're going to be leaving in 3 months. And people think that, like, when Gary Vicon left the Walters, it was about a year between the time he announced and the time that a successor was named. It seems the time seems short.
Well, each person needs to make their own decision. I thought about it and thought, you know, there's no point in being a lame duck. Once you say you're going, you know, your ability to influence the future of an institution diminishes. And I've always been very much about the future and looking ahead and planning. So I thought, why not just keep it compressed, move on, and have more time for having fun for me?
All of us who run arts organizations, I run the Baltimore Choral Arts Society, much smaller than the BMA, but you running the BMA or Tony Brandon running WYPR, we all serve at the pleasure of the board of directors. Is this decision your decision alone, or were there people on the board of directors who thought it's time for the museum to have a change in leadership?
Well, of course, I discussed it with my trustees as any responsible person would, but this is my decision, and it's time for me. I've worked really hard for a really long time, not only the 17 years here in Baltimore, but for something like 20 years as an active curator and the time I spent at the Rhode Island School of Design. I've worked hard for a long time, and I'm looking at maybe just relaxing a little bit, Tom. You should try it.
And, well, and those are words that I never thought I'd hear coming out of your mouth, Dorian. You and I have known each other ever since you came to town. But so many of the metrics that people use to define the success or the, you know, the success of any museum include attendance. So you mentioned that you've made it free. You and the Walters Art Museum is also now, generally speaking, most of the exhibitions are without charge. But what other indices do you use? What are you, when you look back, you know, 5 years from now when we're having lunch on the golf course when I've also decided to, you know, call it quits, we can dream. You know, what are the things that you're going to look back and say, you know, that really worked out well?
You know, for me, a lot of the measures are qualitative as opposed to quantitative. When I look at how the collection is now reinstalled in an experiential way, in a way that people can interact with the works of art and see that they tell stories about their own lives, about other societies and cultures, to me, that's a major thing. And, you know, how do you measure the experience of a school child who maybe on a visit to the BMA gets the idea, I want to be an artist, I want to be an engineer, whatever, but that experience is a meaningful one. What if two people come together, a couple, you know, and they're thinking about their marriage and they're talking in front of a painting that makes them think deeply about the love they have for each other? Those are all things that are very hard to measure, but that matter. And I think art matters and for those reasons.
You've thought a lot about how the BMA in particular and museums in general, and indeed the arts in general, all of the arts, all disciplines, how they fit into the fabric, the cultural fabric of a city in people's lived realities. What are your thoughts about that now at this juncture as you start making your exit?
Well, what I've always said is that we're all stronger together, and the ways in which art and artists, institutions, small organizations, large ones, come together across disciplines in a very transdisciplinary way to work together makes for a stronger city. And I think Baltimore is fortunate to have great museums, great theaters, great musicians, great everything. And there aren't many other cities this size that have that kind of a resource and an asset. So for me, as I contemplate my future in Baltimore, I'm really counting my blessings that I have so many wonderful creative people around me.
Well, we're going to talk again in a couple of months, actually the week or so before you actually have your last day. We're going to take a walk around the newly renovated African and Asian galleries, and we look forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to them opening on April 26th.
Indeed. Dorian, thanks so much. Good to see you.
Thanks, Tom.
Dorian Bolger has been the director of the Baltimore Museum of Art since 1998. She will retire from that position at the end of June. The BMA will open its newly renovated African and Asian art galleries in a couple of weeks. We've got information about that on our website. Come to wypr.org/Maryland Morning. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cass. That's it for us today. Thanks so much for being with us. I'm Tom Hall. Have a great weekend.